97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, excited to catch up with our next guest. Does a great job on a podcast hosted over at KSLSports.com with Trevor Allen, and we'll talk about that here in a moment. But Clark Phillips, kind enough to join us right here on The Zone Sports Network. Clark, how are you?
Hey, Clark.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing? Appreciate you guys having me.
Oh, man, we're excited. We're fired up. Big fans of the podcast, big fans of Trevor as well. But let's talk a little bit about what you've got going on out on the field, because this team, you guys have caught fire. You're playing well. And I know it's been just a horrific couple of weeks of what you guys have had to deal with, but is it, is your team feel like you're bonding together and playing some of your best football right now?
Man, I'm glad you mentioned it. I would say the same. Like, the team is just really just coming together. These last couple of weeks have been tough, you know, off the field. But I feel like the guys are playing with a tremendous amount of passion, energy, you know, and then love for each other. We're playing for each other, truthfully, and you're seeing the team come together as a family, man.
Clark, it was fun to see you guys come back in front of the Utah fans. I'm sure you guys have felt that love and concern coming from them. How much did it help to be back in Rice-Eccles Stadium?
Man, truly, it was special. I mean, from the moment we walked out for initial kickoff, we felt it. Felt like, you know, every seat was filled. I think it was every seat was packed out, and it was special, man. And, you know, it was good to be back home this week.
I know you're focusing on the defense, but when the offense scores touchdowns on the first four drives of the second half, that certainly helps out your cause too.
Most definitely, man. It definitely gives the defense some hope. Like I said, everyone's been playing with a tremendous amount of energy, passion, and to see those guys executing as well, making plays, it just really just gives us even more juice and energy.
It was nice to see the defense get active too, getting in the backfield. Devin Lloyd, I want you to talk a little bit about him, his two sacks to close that game out, and just what type of teammate is Devin?
Man, Devin's just, he's a different dude. He's a great leader. He's a playmaker, and then he's got grit. You know, he's always, you know, he was guys in the locker room at halftime just, you know, telling everybody, hey, believe. You know, I believe that I want, you know, guys to fight for me the same way I'm fighting for them. And, you know, that was like the moral of the story and the message at halftime. Really, every single time that we've come into a halftime situation where we're down, he's one of those guys, him and Mika Tafua and some other, myself included, you know, have always been the guys that are like, hey, you know, let's believe. You know, this is the moment where, you know, we've got to believe in each other, if not anybody else. And, you know, we've got to go out there and execute. That dude is special. And then, you know, those last two sacks, man, that's really just who he is. He's a playmaker. And, you know, him doing that, you know, just really just solidified that. And it really showed, you know, what kind of baller he is. That dude he's just all over the field at every play.
Originally from Lakewood, California, what was it about Utah that said, that's where I want to go play my college football?
Coaching staff, tradition. I saw, you know, guys up here at the time that I was being recruited months before I got up here. Jalen Johnson had a tremendous career up here. He was from California. You know, seeing him be able to do it, seeing, you know, just their kind of the reputation for getting DBs to the next level. I love the style of defense that Utah played, even from, you know, just watching the games, you know, 2017 when I was still in high school. You know, I was always intrigued, even while I was committed, you know. So it was something that was special to me. And, you know, it was an easy decision, you know, when the time was right.
Clark, there's a couple of moments that I've tried to identify in this season where things started to turn around after the San Diego State game. And one of those moments that really started to turn the tides was a pick six. You got 54 yards. You got the touchdown. What's it like to be in the defensive backfield, to read a key or to read the eyes, to see the throw, get in front of it, have it in your hands, and see green field in front of you? What is that feeling like?
Man, it's the feeling that it's hard to explain. It's like a chill runs right through my body every time, man. Every time I have the opportunity to take the ball from the quarterback, man, it's like some guys have been calling me a running back playing corner because as soon as I touch the ball, man, it's like I'm thinking touchdown. And so, you know, that particular play, I actually, you know, of course, like you said, read my keys. The situation was like they needed, you know, a certain amount of yardage to keep the sticks moving. It was a fourth down, and I kind of had a good idea of what route was going to be ran, and, you know, it was up to me to make the play, and I was just so blessed to be able to take it all away because, you know, I don't want to pick it if I can't score it is what I've been telling the guys.
Well, I mean, you have two career interceptions and you have two career touchdowns, so
you got a point.
Every time you've wrapped that thing up, you've taken it back for a score.
That's right, man.
What is Sharee Shaw? What's his reaction when you take one back for a touchdown?
Man, that dude is always so hyped. He's ecstatic every single time. You know, every time I make a play, every time any of the guys really make a play, but in particular a touchdown. You know, of course that stands out. That dude is jumping up and down. I'm like, Coach, we got to get on to the next series. You know, it's next series. And sometimes he's telling me because I'm so hyped. I'm like, wow. A lot of times I'm in shock. I'm like, wow, we just scored. You know, I just scored. And nah, that dude is. He's really, really. Coach Shaw is really. He's really, really. What is the word? He's super animated on the field, man, in the way that he coaches and the way that he celebrates, and I love it.
So you're a freshman last year, and I know technically, you know, with COVID, you're still in you know, you're able to maintain that freshman status this year. But honestly, you know, Kyle Whittingham doesn't often go to freshmen as much, but you got thrown to the wolves. They trusted you. You've been able to respond. You're obviously a very mature young man. Where does that come from? Is that from growing up? Is that from the people that raised you? Where do you get this level of maturity from?
I appreciate that, man. And you know, I can only give the credit to God, only to my family, man. It's my parents. I grew up blessed to grow up in a two-parent household. Was the oldest of three, me, my little brother, and my little sister. And so, you know, my parents are always super hard on us, made sure that we did things the right way. My parents always are big about finishing, you know, being super. Super, you know, big about the details and making sure that we finish what we started. And so that's one of the things that have been a focus in my life, you know, just, you know, you start it, finish it. Hey, do it to the best of your ability and keep on doing it, you know, until you reach that goal or that success. And so, you know, that's something that my family takes pride in. We also take pride in family. And so, you know, being super close-knit like we were, it's always been an emphasis to give back to them and to give back to my community. And that's why I keep on going.
Well, I love the name of your podcast that you run with Trevor. It's called Faith, Family, and Football. And those are, I know, the three things that are extremely important in your life. Talk about your faith a little bit. Where did that faith kick up? Was that at a young age? And when did you really start to dive in and develop your testimony and your faith?
Man, truthfully, you know, my dad's a pastor. He's been pastoring for quite some time now. Started off as an associate minister. In a church from as long as I can remember. And so I've always had faith. I was baptized at a super young age, I think 10, I believe. No, it was 9 because my dad was baptized on the exact same day. I won't even get into that, but that was not planned. That just kind of happened. And so my dad's always known that I've had a special plan. And so my faith really, really got strong probably the latter part of my senior year of high school. I started to, you know, I was honing in on the decision. I was planning on enrolling into high school early or into college early. And so, you know, I had to make a decision. And I felt like me leaning on God, me, you know, continuing to strengthen my faith, I felt like it was only getting stronger. And, you know, God allowed me to land at Utah. And really, my faith has really took a super jump, I feel like, even since high school because of the events that have happened, tragedy included. I feel like, you know, all things happen for a reason and for His purpose. And so it's really allowed for me to, you know, stop, slow down, and just focus on the things that matter, which is faith and family.
Religion, obviously, very important to you, and you've got guys in the locker room that may not be of the same religion, but obviously very religious as well with the LDS faith. Have you enjoyed some of those conversations about sharing different ideas and different beliefs?
I love it, actually. You know, it's one thing I say is in common is the fact that, you know, there's a belief in God, and that's what I love about it. I love having those conversations with different guys. And it makes me feel at home because, you know, I grew up around people that had faith, you know, regardless of what it was. And so it makes me feel good and, you know, that everybody's kind of rooted.
So away from a church, away from a football facility, what else do you love to do?
I like to roller skate, man. I like to roller skate.
Roller skate? Really?
I've actually developed, and I'm looking at my skates. I'm in my car right now, and I've got them sitting in my front seat. I haven't actually skated in so long, but in probably about three or four months, just because, you know, with the season and everything, and, of course, you can't risk injury. I actually was walking by Coach Whittingham the other day, and he was, like, asking me because I was wearing Vans, and I think I wore a Vans shirt. He's like, whoa, do you skate? And I was like, well, I actually roller skate, Coach. He was like, well, don't get injured. And he was like, you be safe doing that. I was like, yes, sir. But, you know, so, nah, I roller skate, man. I actually developed that, you know, how I started to do that probably about, a year and a half ago.
Tyrone Young Smith, T Boney, he got me into it. And, you know, it was a period of time where I was going about 3 or 4 days a week, you know, because being the guy that I am, as I was saying earlier, I like to finish things. And if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to try to be the best. And so, started off the first day, me and Makai Bernard, we both started, and we were both so trash. The first time that we ever went, we were both falling around and stuff, you know, and we were like, dude, we're looking at everyone, we're like, how are they so good? Like, you know, we're strong athletes and probably the most athletic dudes on this skating rink, you know, but why can't we skate? Why are we falling around? Why are these, you know, 10-year-old little girls skating way better than us? And so after a while, we started to go every weekend, and then, you know, sooner or later, we ended up buying our own skates. Now I own about 3 pairs.
Wow.
Are you talking about the four-wheel skates? Or you talking about rollerblades?
Yep, I own the four wheels. Yep, I don't do the rollerblades because I'm worried about the ankles.
Yeah, all
right. That ankle support.
Well, man, let's
that's
talk.
Incredible.
Look, you guys have back-to-back wins against USC and Arizona State. I know you want that South Division title, and I know there's a lot of games to be played, but right now you're the only undefeated team in the Pac-12. That has a nice ring to it.
That's right. We just got to stay the course, keep on playing, and every week is 1-0. That's the goal.
Well, again, you can find the podcast. It's hosted by KSLSports.com. You can follow KSL Sports on social media, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook. You can find the podcast on any podcasting platform as well. But I tell you what, Clark, it's been a lot of fun catching up with you. Looking forward to hearing more from that podcast. And Trevor's a good dude, man. You guys do great work together.
Man, that's my guy. I appreciate you guys having me. Thanks again, and look forward to catching up soon.
Appreciate it. Clark Phillips III, kind enough to join us on the Smart Ring Guest Line.